Dr. Amalia Gonyas-Malka. Welcome to Womanity, Woman in Unity, the show that celebrates prominent and ordinary African women's milestone achievements in their struggles for liberation, self-emancipation, human rights, democracy, racism, socioeconomic class division, and gender-based violence. Joining us today is the Ambassador of the Kingdom of Denmark to South Africa, Ms. Trine Tigerson, Ms. Nonkantra Skosana, who is the Community Education and Mobilization Manager at Sonke Gender Justice, as well as Ms. Memory Madikwe from the South African National Taxi Council, SANTACO, their women's desk. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.
Taxis are the dominant mode of transport in South Africa, transporting an estimated 15 million people every day in South Africa. That's a phenomenal number. And furthermore, in the industry, it employs approximately 600,000 employees with an annual turnover of 35 billion rand. Female commuters obviously represent a sizable portion of taxi passengers. And today we're going to be talking about the Safe Ride campaign, an initiative which was launched between Sonke Gender Justice, SANTACO, with the support of the Danish Embassy in South Africa. Now, my understanding is that this campaign is aimed at preventing and responding to the abuse of women and girls at the hands of taxi personnel, including drivers, queue marshals. So I'd like it if we could unpack some of the details of this campaign. And starting with you, Ms. Skosana, one of Sonke Gender Justice's missions is to address gender inequality as well as gender-based violence throughout South Africa. And you, in particular, responsible for the community education and mobilization unit where you touch, literally, hand-to-hand, multitude of communities. Why is this campaign so necessary?
Sexual violence is a global problem, and South Africa is rated, you know, amongst the highest in the countries where we have the highest rate of sexual violence. And as you've mentioned, that SANTACO employs about 600,000 people, and that indicates that we have about 60% of that 600,000 being men. And that is the number that as Sonke Gender Justice would like to engage with and also be with them in terms of dealing with the sexual harassment of women within the taxi industry. We have a number of cases that we have highlighted during our conversations with other people. The case in Vosloorus where a woman was supposed to be at work at 6 o'clock and she took a taxi with the perception that she would be at work and be at work safely. But unfortunately, the taxi driver assaulted and raped that woman. So in this country, we have a number of women, more especially young people, you know, between the age of 19 to 25, who work in the restaurants, who work in areas where they have to be back home late, go
it's not,
to work.
They work normal hours, but in terms of being able to do the transportation, that happens when it's dark.
When it's dark. And those are the women that are vulnerable, who are at risk of getting, you know, sexually violated. So, and the mode of transport that they usually use is taxis. So that is why we feel it's critical that we need to have this campaign. We need to engage the taxi drivers. We engage the taxis who, the people who are queue marshals, because they are the people that they talk to firstly before they bought the taxis. So their presence in this campaign, it will assist in terms of changing also the mindset or the attitude of the perpetrators of sexual violence within the taxi industry.
Perfect, and we'll go into that in a bit more detail. Now, Ms. Madikwe, women make up a big component of the taxi commuter market, as we've just discussed. How did the South African National Taxi Council, or SANTACO, forge a partnership with Sonke Gender Justice to educate the drivers, the queue masters, and even unruly commuters?
Thank you. I think you are right to say the taxi industry is the key transport in our communities. And we were very fortunate to have Sonke approaching us. to want to forge the partnership with us, because this is a serious problem whereby we really need to make sure that we look into it and how to resolve it. So as the national body together, because the national body is built up out of the 9 provinces, it's a national body as alluded, we are looking at those issues to say how can we change the mindset of our own people, because most of them are just semi-skilled people that we have just employed. So we are looking at that, and then we think it's long overdue and it's time to take action.
Ambassador Tikkelsen, I'd like to bring you into the conversation now. A few months ago, Denmark hosted the Women Deliver Conference, which addressed health, rights, and well-being of girls and women in the last decade, which really demonstrates the work that Denmark has been doing in gender equality. Is the Safe Ride campaign in South Africa an extension of Denmark's drive for gender equality?
Yes, I definitely think you can say that for us. I mean, the Danish government, the fight against gender-based violence has been very important. And as our colleague from Sanke said, this is a global issue. So you also have gender-based violence in Denmark, of course, or unfortunately. And we try to do what we can there. But it's scary numbers that you hear here from South Africa. I mean, I looked at the statistics from the police saying that 500,000. Of course, you don't get a lot of rapes and violence are not being reported. So if you look at statistics, they don't really count. But looking at the actual facts of people actually reporting rape and then adding it up in terms of how many is normally not reporting, then it was 500,000 women being raped last year in South Africa. That is a scary number. And I think the whole thing about the silence and having people out in societies, out in communities saying, this is not okay, this is enough, it must end now. And that is actually what we hope this campaign will do. As we just talked about it, it's potentially 15, 16 million commuters and it's 600,000 drivers. But I mean, they are also part of society and they are in all the communities. So if you sort of manage to break the silence and have a conversation about it, and this is not okay in relation to the transport, it will also spill over, we hope, in other spheres of the society. And we really, compliment Songbird into Justice that has been working with this for many years, but also Santaku for going in and taking responsibility. I feel we have a strong commitment from Santaku actually to make this work. And it's not something that's going to go away overnight. It's something that will be, a long haul. And Santaku has committed and needs to continue to commit really to take this from the taxi organizations to the owners, to the drivers, and continue doing it for a long time if it is to have a real impact. And that's what we are hoping, and that's what we so far are hearing from Santaku, that's what they are doing. Right?
Well, now let's go into the details specifically of the campaign. We've got a triad of partnerships with 3 key stakeholders. We've got Sonka Gender Justice, we have Santaku, and we have the Danish Embassy. Ambassador, if we can start with you, what do you see your role within this initiative?
For us, I think we are the small partner in this partnership. It is definitely Sonka Gender Justice and Santaku who is doing the main work here. We have been able to assist in the kickstart, and we will now continue the dialogue with Sunket into Justice and Santaku to see how we can be of assistance as the campaign move along. But for us, it's seed money. It's, of course, then also putting in the name of the Royal Danish Embassy saying we actually believe in this and we are behind it. But we are the small partner here, but we'll continue to have that dialogue as we move along to see what can we do. And I think for us, it's also a matter of perhaps assisting in, just like we do now. It's very important to have this in the media, have the press follow it in order to both put some pressure on the partners, but also to tell, hopefully, a good story that this is going to make a difference.
So we're looking at it from an amplification point of view, getting the story out and having the strength and credibility of a strong brand and supporter. And as the ambassador said, you guys are doing the heavy lifting on this campaign. So, Ms. Skosan, if you can please tell us Sonka Gender Justice's role.
Sonka Gender Justice's role would be in development of the material that would be used to train the drivers and the queue marshals, but also conducting trainings. And also we will be conducting dialogue within the taxi associations. And those dialogues will also include women in our community, because we also want to hear the voice of women, and we need to women to guide us as well on how we continue to roll out this program. And the other thing that we're going to do is to work with radio stations. Sonke, at the present moment, we're working with 23 community radio stations, and those are the community radio stations that you'd want to continue to work with and engage them on this program, so that they speak the language of the people. People can identify with the presenter of those radio stations, and would like the very same taxi drivers. We want to record the stories of change, where a taxi driver would say, I was a perpetrator, but now I am a champion, you know, advocating for prevention of gender-based violence within the taxi industry. Those are the taxi drivers that we would like them to get an opportunity to be interviewed in their local radio station, where people would engage with them, at least forge that relationship between the taxi industry and the community, so that women can feel safe and be able to use the taxis in any way that they would wish to.
And Ms. Madikwe, from your point of view with Santaco?
At Santaco, our key role is to play a role of motivating our own drivers to say they must take this project as a positive one, because as employers, we really need to see change. And we know that change is pain. The support from us as leadership will take this project further, because obviously as we talked with Sonke gender justice, we also mentioned that we've got the ambassadors from all the provinces, whereby the training needs to start with them, because those are the people that speaks the language of the leadership of the taxi industry. Once they have been trained, and then the rollout will move down to the owners, and also involve the communities, because those people that we are fearing, our own people, whereby we our bread and butter, is very, very important that we make them to feel safe, and we also make our own drivers to understand that sometimes as a perpetrator, you are not quite aware that you are a perpetrator, and you are also destroying the very same industry that brings bread and butter to you. So that is our role, whereby we say we partnered with Sonke, and we are willing to take this to an extra mile, whereby there is a common understanding, and women at the end of the day, they feel free to ride a taxi. Because one thing that is also very important is just a taxi, it's a transport that is it's easy, accessible. From door, it's not a scheduled transport. Whenever you want to go anywhere, you know that if I go out and then I'll get a taxi, whether it's any time or whether it's late, the taxi is there. But the important thing is to look at the issue of safety.
Mm. Now, how long will the campaign run for? I know it was launched last week.
At the current moment, we have resources to be able to roll out the campaign for a period of 12 months and look at the impact of the campaign. But we know that our goal is not a goal that we can achieve over a period of 12 months. We're looking at sponsorships, people like the Danish embassy that will come along and let us, you know, work together in this. And I think what we would need, because this is a very broad kind of a project, it involves traveling, so it involves, you know, accommodation and stuff. As Sonke Gender Justice, we're looking at partnering with people who would enable us to be able to get into those smallest areas. Like I spoke about the case of 10 young women who were learners, were transported by a taxi driver, and 10 of them were raped. So that is in Malelane, it's closer to Mozambique. So we would like to get even into those smallest villages and engage the drivers to say it is important that the taxis must be a safe place for women and children.
This is not just an educational campaign, it's a social change campaign. So in terms of resourcing that's available now, you've got capacity to go out for a year-long project. What will success look like?
Success would be having champions who are men within the taxi industry who would stand and say no to sexual violence, but also champions who would say during their off-pickup time, when they're sitting together, engaging to one another, discourage language that is perpetuating sexual violence, but also holding each other accountable, would like to see a moment where a taxi driver would be taken to task by other taxi drivers to say this is not supposed to be done. But also the success would be when I see a woman at about 5 a.m. in the morning going to a taxi with a smile and feeling safe and looking forward to a very effective day and never worry about the case that there might be a possibility that I would be raped. I might not go back home. You know, that is the kind of spirit that would like taxi drivers to have, to say a woman is not a sex object. A woman is a human being. They deserve the right to live. It is very painful to know that after 60 years, women like Abu Mam Lilian Ngoyi fought for the freedom of movement of women. Even today, we are still speaking the same language, where women are unable to move from one place to another so that they could be able to feed their own families. So our success would be women in South Africa, free and safe, using taxis as a mode of transport, as she has said that this is a transport that is accessible to them.
We've spoken about the work that you're doing in terms of training men in the industry, so from drivers to queue marshals. From a woman's point of view, if something goes wrong, if she's not feeling safe, are there platforms where she can report instances? Will that be built and factored into the campaign?
From our point of view as Santaco, yes, there are platforms, because we are also having our national ambassador who is also driving this campaign to say, we really need to see this happening, because we can't just make it a lip service whereby people, they don't know if they come across such incidents where to report. We've got Ntate Simon Magagula, who is responsible from the national office, but obviously there are service providers who works directly with that. I think Sisino Ntlantla will assist on that one.
Part of the information that we would be sharing with the commuters is information where they can report cases of sexual harassment. And we're working with centers like Tutuzela Care Centers, which are one-stop facilities for rape survivors. We've got a number of NGOs who are dealing with this issue. During the launch, we had the Department of Social Development. They also have, you know, an SMS number that the part of the package that we'll be providing to the commuters and the taxi driver will include such information. So we are willing to say there will be help, and there are people who are well trained, even the SAPS officers who are specifically trained to deal with these issues. And as Sonke Gender Justice, we will take it upon us to really monitor the cases in terms of, you know, are they receiving the kind of services that is expected. And fortunately, we're in partnership with the NPA, so we do court monitoring as well. So these are the kinds of structures that are existing that we think they will enable us to reach our goal.
Thank you. Today, we're talking to the Ambassador of the Kingdom of Denmark to South Africa, Ms. Trine Tigerson, Ms. Nonkhankla Skosana from Community Education and Mobilization Manager at Sonke Gender Justice, and Ms. Memory Madikwe from the South African National Taxi Council's Women's Desk.
Hi, my name is Yvonne Chakachaka, and I'm UNICEF and Rollback Malaria Goodwill Ambassador. You are listening to Womanity, Women in Unity, a program that celebrates prominent and ordinary African women's milestone achievements in the struggle for liberation, self-emancipation, human rights, and democracy. A program against social ills such as racism, socio-economic class division, and gender-based violence. Womanity, Women in Unity, presented by Dr. Amalia Malka every week on this day at this time.
You are listening to Womanity, Women in Unity on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance, on frequency 9625 kilohertz on the 31-meter band, also available on DSTV channel 802. We would love to receive your comments on Twitter at Womanity Talk. Ambassador Tigerson, a lot of what we've discussed so far speaks to gender equality. In the past, Denmark has made many positive inroads regarding gender equality. Can you please elaborate on the importance of this issue?
I think this is a key human rights issue. It's about women and girls' integrity and health, but and their rights, basic, I mean, the right to be individuals, strong persons, live a full life, both at home and in the family. And I would say we of course see statistics also showing us that this affects not just the woman or the girl, it affects the whole family. And unfortunately, a situation where a woman is violated or raped, it affects the whole family, and especially if there is sort of a culture in society where it's in a sense accepted, at least nobody is really stepping up and doing something about it. It sort of runs in the generation, and that's we need to sort of break that vicious cycle, because it is not just for the individual, it's actually something that's harming the whole society. Okay, I think last time we spoke, we were talking about women's economic empowerment and that we as a society are not using women to the fullest potential. If a woman is raped or in other ways beaten or whatever, she's not able to go out and do a career, have a full job. It's affecting, it's not just a private thing, it's also for society.
It's definitely amplified, and we think of it in terms of the psychological components that happen, the repercussions that happen within the family environment, trying to lead a normal life in your work environment. And I really see gender equality as being a means of being able to have access to equal opportunities for both men and women. So that you've got that economic prosperity where you've got people from both genders contributing equally to society, being able to access resources, have those opportunities, and be free from intimidation, which I think is a lot of what this campaign's about. And according to I found this quite shocking. According to the Global Gender Gap Report in 2015, it will take another 117 years for us to reach gender equality. So that's 2,133. None of us will be around. Mm. So to attain gender equality really requires contributions from both men and women. It's not a one-sided initiative. And a lot of what we've spoken about speaks towards changing pervasive cultural thinking and attitudes towards women. Ms. Kosana, I came across a statement which you made where you said, "We cannot prevent the harassment of women without engaging men. It's critical for taxi drivers to be partners and hold each other accountable." Can you please expand on that statement?
In the past, we focused on women empowerment, and those women who are empowered, they would go back to their families and engage with men who are not really clued up about what is women empowerment. And our engagement with men throughout our projects, we've seen that there is a need even to educate men about, we've got a booklet that we called a Sexual Offences Act document. We engage them on those kind of issues because when these men are aware that when they sexualize a woman, it is a crime. It's something that they're not supposed to do. But over and above beyond that is them to understand issues of human rights, that people, if they are born, they're born with their human rights. It doesn't matter whether you are a male or a female. That person has the right of being whoever that they are supposed to be. So when we engage these young men, you would see that the issue of socialization plays a major role. They've been socialized in a way that they think that they are more powerful than women. They can rule women. They can turn women into sexual objects. So what we believe as Sonke is, as they have learned that, they can unlearn it. And if they unlearn that, then they can become our ambassadors, and they can also be able to engage other men to say, you are not born a violent man. You are not born a sexual abuser. It's something that you have learned from the society that you grew up in. So we want to create a space where even younger men would be taught, you know, values that it is important to respect your sister. You don't look at your sister as your mate. You look at your sister as your equal, as a human being who deserves to have the same opportunities as you are having. The pain that you feel is the pain that she can feel. So you and your sister, you are not different. You are both human beings. So the engagement that we have with men in the taverns, we have this engagement in the soccer field, because we do soccer tournaments with the men, so that they can understand that it is important to respect another human being, because we also, as South Africa, has a very high rate of violence against men against each other. So those are the kind of issues that we engage with them. And the fact that, you know, if you have a challenge with somebody else, it is not and only think that you can use violence as a source of solution to your problems. There are other engagements that you could, you know, engage in terms of dealing with such. So for us, when we engage with men, we talk with them around the issues of human rights, but also educate them about the legislations in this country that talks to sexual harassment as well.
And when we look at the taxi industry as a value chain, we've got our commuters at the bottom end who are our customers, but as you go through that, you've got the drivers, you've got the queue marshals, and at the top of that chain, you've got taxi owners. And Ms. Madikwe, I was really intrigued when we spoke briefly offline that your responsibility from Santaco is the development and adoption of a women's desk policy, which, as I understand it, has been part of the motivation is that many women have inherited the taxi companies from their deceased husbands in their estate. And I was pleasantly surprised that you said we've got approximately 40% of taxi ownership is women. So in this, if we've got owners as women, will that help influence the drivers in this campaign for safer services for female commuters?
Definitely. As the women tax, some of the issues that we really want to push is the issue of using violence as a solution, because as you just mentioned, is that the 40% that we are talking about, it's women who are not prepared to be part of the taxi industry, but due to the circumstances, they find themselves being operators and having to face the very same problem of the violence, because the killings in the taxi industry, it's something else that it hurts most women. That is why I always say, even if you don't like a person, just think about the family, because it's not about that person, because obviously you'll kill the person, and then what about the children? What about the wife? So that is the problem that we are facing, and those are some of the things that we are prepared to say as women. We are the mothers. We will be able to change the mindset of our own drivers, because from home, a driver is a father, even though they behave the way they behave. But from home, he is a father. He's having children, but when he goes out, he does something else. So what we want to do is not to say we are just only to talk about with women operators. Where we also want to engage the community itself, women, to say, women, this is a serious problem. We really need to hold hands here. How can we help one another? Well, how can we make sure that the environment is safe for us from home? Can you really try to make, because a healthy home also makes a healthy husband. And obviously, if the husband is happy also from home, and then you will just impact that happiness. Because some of them, they will have those issues from home. And then from there, when he sees a woman walking, he doesn't think that this person is the person.
He takes it out on her.
He lashes out to a wrong person. So I really want to applaud the president to say the issue of the women desk will definitely help us. There are so many issues that affect women as operators, and the issue of also development. There are opportunities that are lying there in the departments whereby we are unable to access them because we are not a formal structure as such. But as now we are pushing to the level whereby we need to have those structures whereby they will be business driven, not only to say we are seated there at home and there's nothing much. You will just say, I'm an operator, I lost my husband, and then what next? So most of the issues of permits, the issues of vehicles, there's somebody who must be there so that we are able to assist our own women and instill that this is the business, this is what you need to support your children with. Because most of them right now, as we speak, maybe 20%, they don't have vehicles because they were also robbed by the very same men that we are talking about. It's not only the issues of drivers, but the very same men, because once you lost your husband, you are vulnerable. Somebody takes advantage of you. So we want to change that mindset to say, no, it can't be right. Tomorrow it might be you. How would you feel, even though you won't be seeing what's happening, but would you like it to see your wife being robbed by a person that you trusted? Because we trust these men. we trust them. So we really need to say it's not about the drivers only. Even the male operators, they need to consider us as their partners. We are women. We've got the right to live. We've got the right to have everything that is due to us as women.
So the focus of Santaco's Women's Desk is really there to support women who have come into the industry with whatever they need. And the message is that come to us, we'll help you, we'll assist you, we'll make sure that this business thrives and that you won't be undercut by anyone and that you can run a safe, viable operation.
That's exactly what we want to do, because we always say that we are also worried about our own industry, because this is a black-owned industry whereby it was built by sweat. And we are worried because our own children, they don't want to familiarize or to be part of the industry because of this killing. We want transport engineers. How can we get those people, whereas we don't change our mindset? We must start by respecting the very same kids so that they have that, we instill the interest to say, this is a business, we need to assist our parents, we need to grow this business, because we are not subsidized. So if we still push the way we are pushing things, I don't think there's anybody who will have the interest to say, let me be a somebody who can bring change to the industry. Mm-hmm. And we need young blood. Everywhere young blood is needed. I want my kids to inherit this business. So if the situation is like this, they are not respected, they are also harassed. Because one example that I wanted to share, I was sharing with this nonsense, to say, as women, in the taxi industry, we once also marched and put our miniskirts to say, we've got the right to wear whatever, stop the harassment. So we took an initiative, not to say we are there at the corner, and together with the owners, they also supported us to say everyone has the right, and these people, these commuters, are our bread and butter. We really need to be seen respecting them. We really need to be seen showing love, because the first person that a commuter meets in the morning is a taxi driver. So you expect, when you see the taxi driver, you expect protection. You don't expect to be harassed. You don't expect to be taken to a wrong route. That's what we are preaching.
Thank you for explaining the role of the Women's Desk and the efforts that you're doing there. Ladies, unfortunately, we're running out of time. So in closing, Ambassador, I know that you are about to depart and get onto a plane very soon. What are your final words on the Safe Ride campaign?
Well, I must admit, I think it does have a huge potential, and I want to thank you for taking up this issue, and I will also challenge you in trying to follow up in some months' time to see if it actually made a difference, because I think this is the important thing. It's easy to talk, it's more difficult to actually make the change, and it will not come overnight, so I think we will all need to keep that momentum and that pressure going. So I hope you'll be able to follow up later, and others from the press doing as well. I think the idea about also involving the authorities, we invited the Ministry for Women and Social Affairs to come at the launch, and they are also very keen to follow this process, because the government is, of course, also trying to do what they can in their affairs. But again, we have a good legislation here in South Africa, but the implementation is still lacking. And this is one of the initiatives that could push it, but more needs to come. And I think also to support the invitation from Sanga, we might have a plan for the next 12 months, but we need more partners to come in and assist if we really want to get all the way out to the small communities in the whole country. And not just one time, you need to follow up and be there again and again. So I think definitely if more partners could come on board as well, and I'm sure my colleague from Sanga and also from Taco will more than welcome that. I think that would be important. So to perhaps make the campaign even bigger and more strength. Huh?
It's a significant community initiative that touches everybody involved. Ms. Madikwe, as the campaign rolls out and we start to see those successes, what improvements can women and girls expect in their commuter experience?
The expectation, ma'am, it will be a safe environment for everyone. Not only young women, every commuter is important to us. It's very, very important to say a safe environment whereby when they see a taxi, they'll know that I can be safe and I'll arrive safe where I am. Because what we also want to do to say is that our plan or our dream is to see us as taxi business taking people out of their cars, coming to use the public transport. So the change of the mind, the attitude is very, very important to us, and it will be beneficial to us to say, now that things are starting to work, we'll see those kids going to school using our taxis. Then we'll say, now we are arriving. We know that it don't be an overnight thing. As the national body, we really need to be seen supporting. And we also took initiative because there is a SANTIA, South African National Taxi Industry Awards, that is meant to show the taxi drivers to say, we love you. We want us to grow this industry. Don't take this for granted. This is your livelihood, and at the end of the day, we'll all be happy and benefit.
And Ms. Skosana, last words are left for you today. If people want more information, you're running and orchestrating this campaign, who can they contact?
They can contact Swinkage and the Justice at 011-339-3589. They can also send an email to my personal email at nontlantla@genderjustice.org.za. We would be able to refer them to the necessary service providers. But also, I would like to call upon men and say, don't turn a blind eye. Don't allow sexual violence to happen in your name. Take charge of this situation and let's work together to make South Africa a safer place for women and children.
Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us, Ambassador Tigerson on the line, to Ms. Nonkhankla Skosana, Ms. Memory Madikwe. It's been a pleasure having you. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you so much for having us and taking up this issue.
A pleasure. You have been listening to Womanity, Woman in Unity on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance. And we have been talking to the Ambassador of the Kingdom of Denmark to South Africa, Ms. Trine Tigerson, Ms. Nonkhankla Skosana, the Community Education and Mobilization Manager at Sonke Gender Justice, and Ms. Memory Madikwe from the South African National Taxi Council Women's Desk.